This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you. It's my Christmas swan song today. I'm leaving you after today.
So am I.
Todd's gone after today. Kev, you're a trooper. You're going to be here, aren't you?
I will be here tomorrow and Wednesday.
Daniel, how about you? Will you be here?
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully.
If it is medical situation, he may be, he may not be. You never know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you're feeling better, buddy.
The good thing is the survival rate on the on that particular issue is, I think, 100%. So
he's good, yep.
Yeah. I think God designed the kidney stones so that men...
100% no fun.
Men could understand just a little sliver what childbirth is like.
I think
you
that
know?
Might be.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that was the idea. You know, just toughen us up a little bit. Anyway, we're thinking of you, Daniel. We're rooting for you. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. We have on the program today Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator John Hoeven. There are a lot of things happening in Washington, D.C. The COVID relief bill finally happening. Nancy Pelosi should be embarrassed. You got a pandemic, and she is holding out on all of this relief that they obviously were going to pick up on. Here's the latest that I've heard. For one, the $600 per adult, $600 per child direct payment thing is in again. I don't know what I think of that. Obviously, somebody that needs it, you'd say, well, you know, lost a job, you know, whatever. But do the math on this stuff. What is this, like $1,000 million checks being handed out? In this bill. It's about $1 trillion. $1,000 million checks. Right? Isn't that $1 trillion? I think that's my math.
No, $1 billion is $1 million million. So it's $1 million billion. Yeah, think about that.
Jeez, I'm getting a headache already.
Do the math.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. $300 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits through March. $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program that provides grants and forgivable loans to businesses. Senator Cramer was part of that effort on the forgivable side. We'll talk to him about that. $82 billion for education. Get a load of this. Governors would get $4 billion to spend on education aid at their discretion.
Oh, good. It is $1 million million, by the way. Not a, yeah. $1,000 billion is $1 trillion.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
$10 billion for child care. $15 billion in grants for theater operators. That's interesting.
Oh, good.
And owners of small performance venues. You know what that is? That's a New York City Broadway bailout is what
yeah,
that is.
That's what that is.
Chuck E. Schumer got that in there. It is sad, though. Theaters shut down, right? I mean, shut down.
Well, True North and Dakota Stage here will appreciate that, though. So.
True. $25 billion in rental assistance and an extension of the moratorium on evictions. $13 billion in funds for food stamp and child nutrition benefits. $30 billion.
Don't you feel a little sorry for landlords? That I mean, there's no incentive to pay your rent if you can't get evicted.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too, because, you know, anyway. If say you lose your job and somebody else in the family gets COVID and a number of things, you feel horrible for them, obviously. But the landlord has a mortgage, too, right? So that's sort of like they're, you know, I mean.
If the landlord wants to cut some slack to somebody who's having a tough time, that's one thing. But it's another thing if somebody's just decided to screw the system and say, you can't evict me.
Yep.
What I don't get is
right here. You can't do a thing.
Yep.
What I don't get is if there's $25 billion in rental assistance, then there shouldn't be a need for a moratorium on evictions.
Right.
Because if you know you're in need of the rental assistance, you apply for that, then you don't need to be evicted. But they have both in here.
Hmm.
I don't know why. $30 billion for the procurement and distribution of a COVID vaccine, testing, tracing, $1.8 billion in tax credits for businesses to provide paid leave.
I have a question.
Oh, my gosh.
If we're $24 trillion in debt and we don't have the money and we're just printing it, why don't we just give each American $1 million? Why don't we just everybody just print a million for everybody and call it a day? Well, I'll be good.
So 300
whatever
million-dollar cost.
Just keep the presses rolling. Come on.
Yeah.
Set us all up. Let's go. Just saying.
It'd be a little easier.
If that's what we're doing, because that's all we're doing is printing more money.
I do have
we
to
don't
think.
Have.
But by the way, there is a $15 billion in payroll assistance to airlines as well. And there's 32,000 furloughed workers in the payroll, so they would be able to come back to work now. So that's one other little thing in here. I'm just wondering if we pull out the Declaration of Independence. Okay? The Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the whole works. So just check at the signatures at the bottom, and then we checked in with each of them to say, does this fit your vision? Is this something you think is how you meant for America to be? I don't know. Tell me what you think, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. As I mentioned, I'm leaving for Christmas, as is Todd and a few others. I will be back on, it's a week. I'll be gone a week. Gone next Monday and then back on Tuesday. Leon Francis and a few other surprises for you as the guest host, but just want to let you know that this is my last day to wish you Merry Christmas to you and your family. And you know what? 2020 was the only term I've been able to come up with today to describe 2020 is a crap sandwich. I'm just trying to clean it up so I don't get the buzzer from Todd, you know? Is crap sandwich work okay, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah.
That's an understatement, and we all know it, but, you know.
But it's still Christmas. It's still Christmas.
Amen.
So, think of that. It's still Christmas. So, just put it in the rearview mirror. But I do wish you a Merry Christmas. Ryan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Ryan, are you there? All right, we'll try one more time here. Daniel is seeing if he's ready to rock and roll. Ryan, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can, yes. Go ahead.
Ah, fantastic. Merry Christmas, fellas. I hope you have a nice trip, Scott.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'm not in a very celebratory mood today.
Uh-oh.
For the last 9 months, I've been working about 40, 45 hours a week, just north of full-time. I've been paying my rent. I'm from here in South Dakota, one of the remnants, anyway, of the land of the free. I don't feel like I really need help, and yet these politicians are slapping themselves on the back for taking other people's money and giving it away, just like they always do. You know, the politicians are the problem when you get right down to it. I just want to be left alone, continue to be left alone.
I think you probably are speaking for a whole lot of folks that just found a way through this last year to meet the challenges and do what they need to do and didn't expect any kind of benefit or anything else. So I hear you. I think the Paycheck Protection Program was a good expenditure of tax dollars for the following reason. When government is telling businesses you must close, that's just wrong. That's just plain wrong. And when you're telling them you can't be open, and if you are open, you have to limit how many customers come in, there has to be some remedy for that demand. So that, I think, makes sense. It also kept people employed. You know, it kept people working.
I guess what I don't get is why would we need a Paycheck Protection Act if the politicians weren't screwing us over in the first place? Here, I'll dump some water on you after I pour the gasoline on you and immolate you with a match. But you can thank me for trying to put out the fire.
I hear you, Ryan. I hear you. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion. Thank you very much. Dickinson, North Dakota is a nice place, and that's where Chris is. What's on your mind, Chris?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to everybody. But I was just want to put out there, you could do it for me if you're going to have both senators on the line today. Put in a request or two requests. A, that they both senators back Mo Brooks' letter to have hearings. He sent a letter to the majority leaders about having hearings on the election fraud. I would request that they both join in behind that so they have the hearings on the election fraud before the January 6th certification, and also on January 6th, after hearing the evidence, that they object to the contested states. And if they want to see the evidence, they're more than welcome to go to defendingtherepublic.org. It's the website Sidney Powell's put together, but she's got it laid out pretty nicely on there. And I also encourage the listening audience to call the representatives and our senators to do the same in all your states that are listening.
Good info, Chris. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, I tell you, Mo Brooks has the right idea there. All they're asking for is to take all this evidence and have an actual hearing. Ron Johnson started a little bit of it in the Senate last week, and it was great. And people out there that have not been heard in Congress before. Why wouldn't you want the evidence vetted before January 2nd? There's 6th, rather. There's no possible way you could have any other excuse other than you want this thing to fly by. That's a great idea. Sylvester, South Dakota, John Fargo, when we
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The moon is right. It's about time to start planning for lunch, don't you think? Where am I going? What's for lunch? How about home cooking? And grab-and-go convenience. Of course, I'm talking about our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. That's right. Valley City. beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham today, sausage, potato, and hardwood, chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball subs are on today, 12th Avenue North. That's what I'm talking about. And the chicken pot pie in Ulan today. The chicken pot pie.
Uh-huh.
How about that? No, I'm sorry.
Love their chicken.
I read you the wrong thing in Ulan.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie is tomorrow.
Okay.
In Ulan today, it's Mongolian beef and orange chicken. All right? So, still chicken for you, Kev. Just
cool.
A little different.
Yeah. Chinese vibe doer there.
Telephone number 701-258-0550. Got that? Text me at 701-367-2054. Talking a little about the COVID relief bill and anything else on your mind today. Lay it on us. Sylvester in South Dakota, you're next to go.
Yeah, Todd, man.
You are on, Sylvester. Go ahead.
You know, Chris is kind of took my thought, or has my thought. But what did he say? Defendtherepublic.org? Is that where they would go to find information?
Yeah, defendingtherepublic.org. It's Sidney Powell's website that they've had up with all the data and all the, you know, filings in the courts. And so there's a lot of information there. Yep.
I was thinking before he said that. You know, couldn't iHeartRadio do a podcast thing with all the information you've had for the last, what are we going to go on, 6-8 weeks now? And put a thing together and so we could tell our senators and representatives that they could go to that place and get that information and hear what we're hearing. Because we hear from them and they don't have enough information. They just can't decide yet. And listening for the last, to your program for the last 8 weeks, you know, there's plenty of information there. They could just go to that and get informed, I guess. We got to take away their excuses.
You know, Sylvester brings up a really good point here because, you know, in this day and age, in our case, we do a show, and we've tried very hard to at least every day have somebody that has some information that isn't necessarily in the mainstream out there that can help you. I mean, we had the fellas on that started that data counting effort where they actually were contacting people who, you know, supposedly voted for Biden, and then they said, no, I didn't, and so they, you know, that was amazing, right? A number of other people as well. Michael Lindell's been right in the middle of this whole thing. But how do you disseminate that information? And I think the key thing is, you know, you pick up something as Sylvester in South Dakota that you think is, I mean, they need to know this. Take your pick, right? Whatever it is, the voting machines or the ballots or whatever it is that concern you. And you call Senator Thune's office and say, right, he needs to find out more about blank. You write him a letter. You send him an email and say, you know, I heard on this program, on this day, this individual, this is information you need. I think that's where I come back to. We did a show last week where we said, how do we fight? What does fight look like? In other words, it's frustrating to not have more people paying attention to the evidence we see before our eyes. And that's why I think this Mo Brooks idea is a fantastic idea. Mo Brooks, member of Congress, has not stopped fighting, and he now wants hearings. Well, shazam. What could possibly be wrong with that? Let's have actual congressional hearings and say, did this happen or didn't it happen? If it did, what was the number of votes that were impacted? And just keep a tally and find out where you're at. Then discuss a remedy. But I don't think they do that unless the great unwashed, that'd be us, Sylvester, the great unwashed, do our part. Because it's not enough to sit back and just be mad and, you know, scream at the radio and pound up and down. I think we have to find this stuff and pass it on to members of Congress and to anyone that'll listen, that more people pay attention. But your heart's in the right place, Sylvester. It sure is. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. And let's do this as a gift to our infant king.
There you go. A great Christmas exercise to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And one thing, somebody might be listening saying, well, I can't. I can't possibly do what you're suggesting, Scott. Well, you can pray, because that's probably the best. That's the best approach to this battle. For sure. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to download on Kevin the other day, and I probably didn't convey as much as I should have. But, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, I'm looking at a lot of things going on right now. I view my congressional delegation as being really weak on the Second Amendment and as far as supporting democracy, because they come from North Dakota. Half of us own guns. The other half are married to the ones who own them. Let's start with the facts. The other thing that's really annoying me is since this COVID stuff started, you know, when they talk about this bill passing over the weekend and how wonderful they are, you know, my wife is making about half of that $300 a week working child care. So where's the incentive for her to keep working is part of it. I realize people need help. But when they talk about, you know, rent assistance, but then, you know, like you said, oh, but we're not going to kick you out either. Where's the incentive to pay your rent? I just think that this has all just gotten so out of control, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So what do you do about it, John?
Well, I kind of lean with Mitch McConnell on some of this. There needed to be, and I know he kind of worked at it, there needs to be more checks and balances in how this money is doled out. Because, you know, frankly, they've had the better part of a year to work on this now. It's not like this COVID thing happened yesterday afternoon at this point.
That's a good point. You know, the first one was needed immediately so that you didn't have a complete, you know, rush to the bottom.
Meltdown of the country, you know.
Right, exactly.
I understand that. And this is where I get annoyed with my congressional delegation, like I said, Scott, on the Second Amendment issue alone. They both come from, well, all three of them come from North Dakota. There's tons of gun owners here. We're the ones who keep them in office. And they better figure that out in a hurry, because we can remove them from office just like we did Senator Heitkamp. You sell us up the river, we'll send you up the river the other way.
John, thanks a bunch. Bernie and Garrison, what's on your mind?
I believe this package is crazy because, you know, there's so many jobs opening in Bismarck, and I've tried to get somebody in my small business, and every one of them say that they can't mess up their unemployment and work for me. And I knew 10 people personally that were on unemployment that just applied for it because they thought, you know, we can get it, no questions asked, and they got it. And that's wrong. And then I know other people who won't go on unemployment because they think it's wrong. I mean, I just think that giving people unemployment when there's so many jobs available is ridiculous. And nobody wants to work when you get extra money.
You speak for many, Bernie. In Garrison, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bells will be ringing.
My last chance before Christmas to suggest you be the hero of Christmas by going to MyPillow.com today and ordering up some things that'll make people smile. Now, you can do gift cards, too, so they can pick out their right size sheets or what color robe they want or sheets. But if I were you, I'd just go for it. So the big box is open and you pull out two MyPillow premiums, $29.98. By the way, that's $40 off the price, their lowest price ever right now, just $5 more for King. Those are Queen at $29.98. The new MyPillow bathrobes are unbelievable. Truly, best bathrobe you'll ever put on. Even those ones they say at the hotel, oh, if you'd like to purchase one of our robes, it'd be $250. Yeah, right. These things, great price, and they're 30% off at the great price already at MyPillow.com. And the gift cards, as I say, a great safe way to go, too. But mattress topper, pet beds, you name it, they've got it. MyPillow towel sets and sheet sets, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So members of Congress have been... I don't know if they've been taken hostage, but they've been you know, holed up in Congress for a long time with year-end bills and government shutdowns and the final COVID relief. What the heck's that like? Anyway, we connected with Senator Cramer this morning and asked if he'd spend a few minutes talking about the COVID bill and just the whole process here. How many days now? This is because you were there last weekend, you were there this weekend, and a little unusual, right?
Well, I wish it was more unusual than it is, Scott, but thanks for reaching out this morning. I've been up since 4 o'clock working on this stuff and was up late last night, and I'm not complaining about it. That's the job, but I will tell you, to the degree we're held hostage by our own dysfunction, and it's very frustrating. There are a lot of very frustrated members right now, Republicans and Democrats alike, because what we're doing today is we're going to be passing, I presume we'll pass, it's going to pass the House here in a little bit and then this come to us late tonight. Basically a 10,000 page bill, that none of us will have read, obviously, except that we have been working on it for a year. And what it'll include is it's going to include a large omnibus spending bill. What that is that's what would normally be 12 different appropriations bills as designed by our, you know, by our process, but a process that very rarely since I've been here has it been used. So it's one giant $1.4 trillion spending bill, and I can go through some details of that later. It includes the coronavirus latest, you know, COVID relief package, which is about $900 billion. So if you didn't take Common Core math, that's $2.3 trillion so far. It's tax extenders, which every year this happens because, again, the Finance Committee and the Ways and Means Committee in the House don't pass these things or have hearings on them all year long. So they just wait till the end, and then a chairman or two throws whatever they want into it, and they says, surprise, your vote up or down on this. So that would be part of the same package. Water Resources Development Act, which is a bill that passed unanimously in the committee that I'm on, and I chair the subcommittee of the Water Subcommittee of the Environment and Public Works Committee. We passed it unanimously in committee, and it sat there until now. Now it's going to be part of this giant package. And then a few other, things. But it's very, very frustrating, Scott. So the process is that you work all year on these things. Some don't, some do. A lot of things that you work on all year, and then it comes down to Christmas, and then people get serious about it. And so people might recall that the fiscal year runs out on September 30th. And every year, as we get close to September 30th, some smart person says, maybe we should start working on those appropriations bills now that the government's going to shut down. And so let's pass a continuing resolution for a couple of months and buy some time for negotiators to, start working on it and get us past the election. And so we did this continuing resolution until December 11th. And you might recall that's not today. So on December 11th, when there hadn't been a conclusion, we extended it for another week, which means that everyone can take a break for 6 days and start working at the end of the new overtime. And then when we couldn't get it done by that time, we extended it for two more days. So that's what we've been doing the last couple of days. And last night, we extended it for one more day so that we could finally get this big package done. So that's, in a nutshell, what's going on.
So have you ever seen that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It just seems to me that, this sounds like the idea of, put the homework off and put the homework off and then having to crash on the homework. And, once you get the extension, then you wait till the last minute to take it up again. What in the world? It's just.
It's a great point, Scott, because it's very frustrating to me. But, I've never been here when they've done it the way they talk about how they used to do it, where you have 12 appropriations bills and you take one up at a time, and the subcommittee on agriculture takes up the ag piece, and subcommittee on defense takes up the defense piece, and all of that stuff. Now, I've seen bits and pieces of that done, and then you remember things like minibuses. That's when they put like three of them together, and there are some that aren't that big. There are some that naturally go together. I don't want to completely trash everybody that's trying to get this work done, but there is a lack of discipline that leads to these dysfunctional situations. And what these dysfunctional situations do, they empower a few people at the top. You often hear the debate of the four corners plus Mnuchin, or the five corners, or and that went on for the last 8 years with both presidents that I've served under or with. And that just empowers the people at the very end to slip in the things that you don't see coming until you're forced with a straight up or down vote on the final day when you've been sleep deprived. And that's where we are again on this thing. But remember this, the system is sort of designed to be difficult, right? 435 House members from 435 different places, each representing 700,000 people just like them. 100 senators, two from each state representing, people, more diverse. And that's 535 negotiators. And as long as there's time on the clock, right, you're going to keep shooting the three-pointers or, hoping for the fast break. And if you go into overtime, you're going to keep working some more. And as long as the clock is running, you're always going to try to negotiate one more thing. And the failure here is that the clock never stops. There's no landing pad. There's no strategy for that except Christmas Eve. And it's very, very frustrating.
Now, with 10,000 pages filled with much of what you've been working on in all these different areas for some time, as you say, you've got the outline. But they're right. Always, whenever these deals happen, we hear about, did you know it included blank? And did you know it included blank? Where did that come from? The things they sort of sneak in. Have you spotted any of those yet?
Well, just as an example, and I asked the question early this week. I asked the question last night with our Republicans on the phone with Stephen Mnuchin, and it wasn't a shocker to me. It's a tradition. It's as traditional as Christmas. But I said, are the tax extenders by any chance in this bill? And then there's this pause, and then some staffer gets on the phone and says, yes, Senator Cramer, there are. Well, okay, but tax extenders are those tax breaks that are targeted at special interest groups that expire until you extend them, And the reason I asked the question is because I was suspicious it would be there, because I asked the question earlier in the week, and I sent a letter. I've led two letters on this topic. And I said, so does that mean that the wind production tax credit is in there? Let me look, Senator. And they pretend like they're looking, you know. And then they say, yes, it would be. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's too bad, right? So anyway, then you dig deeper and you find out, okay, there's some other, some other tax policies for the coal industry that are better, and that's fine. But it's what happens when 535 different people are negotiating one big package, and you have 10,000 pages, and you have to look at it on balance and say, okay, we got these 20 things that are good for this group, and these 10 that are good. Oh, there's this I don't like so much, but and then you're forced with these very difficult giant decisions, as opposed, Scott, to doing it the way you're supposed to do it, and that is have hearings, have floor time, 30 hours of debate on cloture and 30 hours of debate on the end, and having 100, 200. There have been times, they tell me about times when people like Robert Byrd were the majority leader, when you'd have 500 debates, 500 amendments on a floor before you'd have final passage, and that doesn't happen anymore.
And for folks that don't remember, the vote originally, I forget how long ago, on the production tax credit is that it would end and be phased out. And
in 1992, when it first passed, it was to end in 1999. It's now been extended 12 times since then.
Yeah, which means it didn't really ever intend to end in 1999. It just keeps going, which even the industry themselves says, hey, we understand. It's past its time. We don't want it anymore. They keep slipping it in, My gosh.
Well, the industry keeps saying, what they do is they say, oh, no, senators, we don't need this anymore. We've proven that wind works. It's been fantastic. It's very reliable. We don't need this anymore. A wink, wink, Mr. Chairman, wink, wink, members of the committee. We mean it this time. We really don't need it. Wink, wink. That's how it works, and that's why I get very public about this, because and to the point of you might have seen Americans for Tax Reform did a very nice piece on my advocacy this week in their newsletter, because I've just sort of had it. And we're a big wind state, but Scott, you can't subsidize something forever and keep saying how great it is. It requires 30% or a third of the cost of a wind farm to be paid for by taxpayers, just so your electric rates can go up too. If it works, it doesn't need a subsidy.
Yeah, and again, Republicans in control, meant regular order and these things getting vetted, and that's not happening. And you're right there. I saw this is kind of an obscure one, but White House and Senator Tim Scott mm-hmm. championed a proposal that would increase the deduction to 100%. Allowing companies to deduct the full cost of a business meal off their federal taxes. Since the 80s, it's been businesses have been only able to deduct 50% of their meal expenses, so this would go to 100%. Now, I imagine that's in part encouraging more people to do business meals and events and whatnot, and
right.
give it a tax break, and help restaurants that have been hammered through COVID. Right. But that's kind of a funny one. What, have you heard about that one?
Yeah. That's actually been pretty highly debated over the years since. This was something in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that a lot of conservatives were upset about, because that should be an allowable deduction. But you have to find cuts here and there on the revenue side. But President Trump has been a strong advocate for this. There's no question that the shutdowns by various mayors and governors of restaurants have been very hard hitting. You couldn't exaggerate how hard it's been on the industry, and I'm shocked at how few politicians understand that. And so this one seemed like it was both a stimulus as well as pretty good tax policy.
A short break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the $82 billion for education.
Sure.
An enormous number. And also $15 billion in grants for theater operators. Interesting. In the whole COVID relief package. So that, when we come back, COVID relief package, expect to pass the House early this afternoon and then the Senate late this afternoon, early evening. More after this. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Move in your future? You need to find a realtor to find you a home where you're going or sell your home where you're at? If so, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. I got your attention now, didn't I? It's so simple. You go online, fill out a simple form. A local realtor contacts you within 24 hours. When your home sells or you buy a new home, you get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchased or sold. And then you move with Action Movers. And it may be for free, depending on the sale price for the home. Call them at 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Or you can visit them online at actionmovers.com to find out more about that. Action Movers, two ways there, actionmovers.com. Former Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. We're getting the TikTok on the final hours of the COVID relief plan and the government funding plan. A lot of the work of the Congress culminating in these final hours and votes that will happen today. You pushed really hard for a forgiveness component to the Paycheck Protection Program, and I see there are forgivable loans
slash grants in here. Tell us about what survived in your proposal in the bill.
Sure. So that was my main drive. It was one thing was I wanted one page attestation so that the employer, for people who have a loan of $150,000 or less, would sign a one pager that you know have some details on it, of course, but says I, you know, to the best of my knowledge or whatever you would be. You always, when you sign your name, you presume you're, you know, there could always be something you don't know, but you basically attest that you have fulfilled the law regarding this loan. Remember that PPP loans were designed to be forgiven if you used it to maintain your payroll and didn't use it for other things. And other fixed costs, I should say, you know, things like mortgage or rent and things like that were also included, utilities. Well, that was getting so burdensome to fill out all the forms and send in all the paperwork. And, you know, you have a $5,000 to a, you know, $150,000 loan and you end up spending more money getting the forgiveness forms filled out than you did getting the loan. So it goes to one page, and then that the standard, you know, the bureaucracy is already, the SBA has already put in a standard that's very open-ended and provides all the leverage to the bureaucrat to slam you if they want to come after you. And they had the standard called good faith effort. And that good faith effort, so people know, if you ever see a situation where an enforcement agency has a standard of good faith effort, just remember they get to decide on a case-by-case basis whether your effort was good enough or not, whether it was faithful enough. And that's by design. That's so that the bureaucrats can have all the leverage on you. And this is true of lots of things, including conservation compliance for agriculture. And unless you're bigger than the government, if you're a big tech company, then you use it the other way. You use it to defend yourself. And so we got that removed. That was a very hard fight, Scott. There's still some things I wish we could have gotten done in there. I wish we could have eliminated a lot of the paperwork that, you know, you're still going to have to, banks are going to maybe have to sort of work through some of this themselves. But we did greatly simplify and hopefully provide some relief on the forgiveness of those smaller loans.
$82 billion for education seems a little rich for me. $54 billion for K-12 schools, $22 billion for colleges. Governors get another $4 billion to spend on education aid at their discretion. Is that needed?
Well, there's a lot of concern about reopening schools, and part of why schools haven't reopened in some cases is that they can't afford, you know, the stuff that it takes to be safe. So whether it's HVAC systems or you know, PPEs or plant, you know, cleaners and all kinds of things, what we want to do is we want to take away all of the barriers, all the arguments against reopening your schools and having, you know, children learn from people in a classroom. And now the teachers' unions in a lot of places, and I'm not going to accuse North Dakota of this, but boy, a lot of places they've been hostile about this, Scott. And as you know, the science proves over and over. Even Anthony Fauci, who liberals all love, has said kids need to be in the classroom that they don't spread the disease. It's, you know, like all the science demonstrates that. And yet the teachers' union has pushed hard against reopening, as you know. For whatever reason, they care a lot about kids, but they don't want them to come to school. So there's some in colleges and universities, $4 billion for governors, you're exactly right. But more than $54 billion of this $82 billion is for K-12 schools, and about $23 billion for higher education. And then there's a child care part of that as well, for $10 billion in emergency cash for child care. Because as you know, child care facilities have not been able to be open, and that's created a work shortage for moms and dads that normally would be able to go to work, but they can't because they don't have child care. And so we're trying to, again, a lot of this is aimed at getting people back to work and getting businesses reopened.
Real quick on theaters receiving $15 billion. Mm-hmm. Again, just seemed like a lot of money, but is that a Broadway deal? Is that a Chuck Schumer deal, or what is the?
Yeah, that's a great point. No, we actually put some guardrails in that because there was an effort by some to include, you know, these big, highly leveraged, you know, art places that have lots of cash and donors and whatnot. So we targeted it more for the smaller venues, live entertainment venues and theaters. because they were locked out until the last package. They were sort of locked out of the last package. And, of course, they can't be open either anymore and haven't been able to be because they maybe can't afford all of the things that you need, again, to be reopened. It gets back to some of these things like HVAC systems and whatnot. In fact, I'm going to be working on something next year with Jackie Rose. And just like this earlier issue about the business lunch tax credit, that was something that Catherine Cortez Masto and I from Nevada worked on. Jackie is also from Nevada.
All right, keep plugging. We are out of time.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.